is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. In just about an hour, the Democratic-controlled House Judiciary Committee will consider two articles of impeachment against President Donald Trump. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, a vote to formally impeach the president could come next week.
The panel's expected to vote on the articles within days, with a full House vote likely by Christmas. If they're approved, the charges would move to a Senate trial, where the GOP majority is unlikely to convict the president. Still, it would be a potentially bitter process, coming just as voters in Iowa and elsewhere start making their choices in the 2020 primaries. President Trump says that's what this is all about.
They're impeaching me. You know why? Because they want to win an election, and that's the only way they can do it.
He's accusing Democrats of trying to overthrow democracy using flimsy, pathetic, and ridiculous articles of impeachment. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Justice Department's Inspector General spent hours testifying to the Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday about Russian contacts with President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign. Michael Horowitz told the panel that while the FBI had a legitimate basis to launch the investigation and was not motivated by political bias, there were major flaws in how that investigation was conducted.
We identified significant inaccuracies and omissions in each of the four applications, 7 in the first application and a total of 17 by the final renewal application.
Committee Chairman Republican Lindsey Graham said the system failed, while California Democrat Dianne Feinstein said the FBI investigations were based on facts and not political bias. Attorney General William Barr has criticized Horowitz's report, saying the investigation was based on what he calls a bogus narrative and not ruling out that agents might have acted in bad faith. This is VOA News. A powerful bomb and gun attack on the largest American military base in Afghanistan early Wednesday killed at least one person and wounded more than 80 others, mostly civilians. Afghan military authorities said a suicide bomber detonated an explosives-packed vehicle in front of the gate of an unused hospital adjacent to the Bagram airfield in Parvan province. The Taliban took responsibility for the attack. A spokesman for the NATO-led Resolute Support military mission said there were no U.S. or coalition casualties, but the facility was heavily damaged during the attack. Wednesday's bombing came as peace negotiations between the Trump administration and the Taliban are underway in Doha, Qatar, to find a political settlement to the Afghan war. Nobel Peace Prize laureate Aung San Suu Kyi spoke out against allegations of genocide brought by Gambia in a U.N. court on Wednesday. Reuters' David Doyle has details.
Since the Burmese military campaign was launched in 2017, the Rohingya testimonies of rape, murder and torture have been overwhelming. But on Wednesday, Myanmar's leader Aung San Suu Kyi rejected accusations of genocide in a case brought by Gambia at the UN's International Court of Justice.
Yet it is of the utmost importance that the court assess the situation obtaining on the ground in Rakhine dispassionately and accurately.
The Nobel Peace Prize laureate, once feted by the West as an icon of democracy, spoke for about 30 minutes, saying that a military-led clearance operation in Rakhine State was a legitimate counter-terrorism response to Rohingya militant attacks against dozens of police stations. Rights groups said Suu Kyi's statement contradicted evidence on the ground and witness accounts.
That is David Doyle of Reuters reporting. Time magazine selected teen climate activist Greta Thunberg as its Person of the Year. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Greta Thunberg admits she was a bit surprised to be honored by Time, even though she has become the figurehead of a global youth movement pushing for faster action on climate change. Thunberg will be at home in Sweden for the holidays after attending the UN Climate Conference in Madrid, where she encouraged people to take action.
You have to do something today because as a democratic citizen, that is your responsibility.
On its website, Time credits Thunberg with, quote, sounding the alarm about humanity's predatory relationship with the only home we have. At age 16, Thunberg has become Time's youngest Person of the Year. I'm Mike Hempen.
And the U.S. Federal Reserve held interest rates steady and signaled that borrowing costs are likely to remain unchanged indefinitely. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said the U.S. economic outlook looks favorable despite what he called global risk. I'm David Byrne, VOA News.